Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We head to Singapore. Kind of a wild twist on the story. A man who spied on a couple engaged in a sex act at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf bar has been fined $6,500. Jotham Lee Jing, who's 37, had seen the couple entering the female bathroom around midnight and decided he was going to follow the men. His mobile phone was spotted by the 18-year-old female victim. Lee pleaded guilty on Tuesday to one count voyeurism by intentionally observing the couple in a private act in the toilet cubicle. One count of criminal trespass was taken into consideration for his sentencing. By the way, the victims, the two people who went in there, they cannot be named due to a gag order to protect their identity. No action was taken against the couple. However, the guy who went in after them in a public place to film them, he got busted for $6,500. He is no longer allowed in the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf outlet. He told the prosecution he wanted to take a peek and see what they were doing. He entered the cubicle next to where the couple were. Then he knelt down on the floor to peek in. Then he put the phone underneath the partition.
Jesus, man.
The victim was performing a sexual act on her boyfriend when she noticed Lee's hand phone with its camera facing her from under the partition. She then exited the cubicle and knocked on his door. He decided to hide in there and not open the door.
Nobody in there.
When he did open the door of the cubicle to flee, the victim grabbed him by the back of the shirt. The couple asked to check Lee's phone. He refused. He eventually relented and handed over his phone, but the couple didn't find any pictures or videos of themselves. As the victim still felt insecure, she asked Lee to reformat his phone, and he agreed to do so. The victim's boyfriend then called police. This is about 1 a.m., stating that the man had taken the video. Either way, they were not punished. The man was fined $6,500. Our question, no details needed. Where's the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place you made sexy time, solo included? 206-421-ROCK.
A couple of comments come in. First of all, Miles, most people agree with our very own Mike Hawk. As far as having sex on the baseball field, they're like, dude, come on, the pitcher's someone else, regarding mattresses, we've established a purple mattress. According, you know, to testimony, fantastic mattress to have sex on. The worst mattress? Any guesses?
I would say a waterbed.
Memory foam. Someone said there's...
Oh, yeah, you sink down.
No rebound after the thrust.
No.
And then more toward our actual question. I like this one. It says, 13 years old, masturbating at the top of a weeping willow tree. I fell out. During the act, I didn't tell anyone, and I still have a huge scar on my leg.
Bet you do.
So what do you say the scar is from? Just I fell out of a tree?
Yes.
Because you're not lying.
Right. Yeah. Why would you go to the top of the tree to do that?
Is there, I don't know. Yeah, why did you climb to the top of a tree to masturbate? Yeah. I mean, what are you, Tarzan? Your bedroom worse.
Could you imagine like getting to the top of Mount Zion? Like, I'm going to whip it out.
Or climbing to the top of Mount Zion, somebody's up there doing it. Like, what are you doing?
I don't think anyone's ever peed on the top of Mount Everest.
Oh, come on.
No way. It frees off.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to take that thing out there. Kidding me?
Weeping willow. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Oh, real quick. Went down... to Olympia with this one girl. We got a little too drunk and got matching tattoos and ended up doing the deed in a chevron, having everyone watching as we came out of a solo bathroom together. But then the real story was on the way home. I have on my old truck, I had a CB radio for truckers, and she asked if it worked, and I said, absolutely. So I turned it on, got to the national truck channel, got a hold of a trucker. She's in my passenger seat. She pulls down her pants, get a hold of one. I said, hey, brother, look over. He looks over, and he got a nice view of her while she's giving me, road.
And then he drove off the road as he stared.
Oh, so you found a truck that was next to you and found him and pulled up. I got you.
Yes. So I'm going down I-5 heading back because, you know, we had a little bit too much fun down there. We're heading back, and we found a truck that had it on and was listening and was able to see. And now he said that was his best day of his life he's ever seen truck driving in his life.
Whatever happened to the woman with the matching tattoo?
We're still best friends to this day.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, you seem like if you get a tattoo with somebody, that's kind of a bonding experience, one way or another.
Generally speaking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, we grew up together our whole lives, and we're still good friends to this day. We just happen to have fun every once in a while.
What's the tattoo of?
It is a heartbeat of Seattle.
Heartbeat of Seattle. So what is it, like a heart with a space needle?
It looks like it's like the heartbeat scanner.
Okay.
Like in an emergency.
Oh, okay.
It's the Seattle skyline.
I got you. All right.
Okay. I've seen that before.
I think I've seen that as well. Do you update it is my question, because they keep building so many buildings now.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a more mattress information. If you're looking to buy a mattress and you have sex, so far, Purple's the way to go. Memory foam, not so great. Someone else says sleep number mattresses. They suck for having sex. The two sides are inflated unevenly, and body parts tend to fall between the two mattresses. The whole mattress slides all over the base. We ended up returning ours.
Just that very reason. Why do you like it? Well, I'll tell you, I don't like it.
Every time we have sex, it slides too much. You really would think that if you're a mattress company, you would take that into consideration.
Is that the one that has two different sides? So if one side wants to be firm, the other side likes it soft, or the temperature is different on each side?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Exactly. And it also has a different amount of firmness, which is a different number. That's why it is a sleep number. You might be a 70, you might be a 55.
Gotcha.
I wonder if you adjust them to the same if you know you're going to have sex. Like, look, 69? I sleep and say, set it to 69, baby.
No details needed. Where's the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place that you made the sexy time, solo included? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So, my grandmother passed away. This was years ago. She passed away. House is gutted. And it was waterfront property. We did her thing on a boat. That was weird. Kind of like the waterbed thing that you guys were talking about. But we went back in. And then when we were mid-thrust, the realtors came in. So we just kind of looked at them like a deer in the headlights, and they looked at us the same way, and we just kept going.
So what, did you step out and wait for you to finish?
Yeah. Like, that's okay, fine. We're going to pack
up. Yeah, the owners are here.
How much longer did it take for you to finish?
For 30 minutes.
Okay.
Jesus.
Nice run.
Yeah, those are nice realtors.
Yeah.
It was like, you know what?
We'll just put the lock key on here.
And we will go ahead and sanitize that. I like this one.
Well, then you got to know if you're... I mean, you would have to think that... I mean, obviously, realtors are going to pipe in on this, but you know.
Oh, they have
you
to.
You know.
Right?
You
Come
know
on.
If a house is vacant. You know the properties you're showing. You know the details on them. Just like anything else, if there's somebody in the house and you want to show the property, you probably need to call. You need to schedule ahead. Say, like, look, can you clear out between 1 and 2? Because I'm going to bring a client over. If not, you know the house is open.
Sure.
You know, I mean...
And you know if it's been staged.
You know if it's waterfront. You know everything. You know the garage. You know everything.
Yeah, I would be all over that, man. Hell if I'm a real estate agent, like, oh, I...
They never take any, like, ugly, regular pictures of themselves. They go and get, like, a photo shoot.
Oh, yeah, every
like,
real estate agent.
Like, look at me. Yeah. I'm sexy. No details needed. Where's the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place that you made sexy time?
Another comment. I like those. This is at my doctor's office after my OB appointment. Was this with your doctor? Did he basically look at your vagina, and then at the end of it say, hey, before you go, I got to tell you, this is a fine vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And I just...
one of the best ones I've seen all week.
And come on, I got to get me some of that. I just can't imagine it for my doctor.
Oh, you know, that's not all good in that profession.
No, that's what I mean. You know, when you're 14, you're like, I'm going to be a gynecologist. And then when you really look at people in the world, like, that is the last profession I ever want to have.
I still have a weird thing about that if it's a guy.
A gynecologist?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's just, I don't get it. You know what
I do, because you say I'm a doctor.
Get it.
Look, you can specialize in feet. You can be a proctologist and specialize in people's butts. For me personally, the thing I like most, I'd be like, yeah, I want to look at your vagina more than I want to look at your nasty feet. I don't care about your ears. I'm not going to worry about your teeth. I mean, look, I'm just looking at it, and I know that's not why they get it, but if you presented it in front of me and said, you must be a doctor, here are your choices. That's exactly where I'm going.
So years ago, I went to a drug and alcohol counselor, right? Mm-hmm. He'd never done any drugs or had alcohol in his entire life. He was Mormon.
Sure.
So he was my counselor.
Right.
And he was telling me all about these drugs.
But he's a counselor. That's a fraudulent thing in the first place.
You know what?
This is medical. Look, I know your vagina inside. I don't know how you feel, but I know how it's supposed to operate. I know all. Look, if my mechanic doesn't have a driver's license, but he still knows a car, I'm all right with that. He can say, I've never driven, but I know your car's out of alignment. I've never driven, but I can tell you, your fluid's a little low. I go, I believe you.
What field of being a doctor would you not want to do?
Well, gynecology and proctology. I just, the proctology thing, I just can't imagine
isn't that a job where I stare
at people's asses all day and not just look at you're getting all up in their business. And then with gynecology, I don't want vaginas to be ruined. Like, right now, they're the great unicorn. I love them. I'm happy. If I look at porn, that's what I want to see. I don't want a job. You know, like, if you work at a pizza place too long, at some point, you just don't like pizza anymore.
I mean, you'll come back to it.
Right, but I can live with that. I don't want to be like, I hate vaginas. Like, I don't want those words to ever come out of my mouth.
No details needed. Where's the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place that you made sexy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing great, Paul. Man. Thank you, man.
Hey, so this was about 20 years ago. It was with my, at the time, girlfriend. She's now my wife. And we were on a kind of a weekend getaway over in Chelan with some friends. And they had rented some Sea-Doos. And we were getting ready to, there were rentals, and we were getting ready to return, but we had to take them across the lake to a gas dock to fill them back up. So my girlfriend slash wife and I were on one. She was driving. I was behind her. And her girlfriend and her sister were on another one. So we're hauling ass across the lake, and we're cruising along Lake Chelan. It's kind of a bumpy, kind of a, it's not the calmest lake. And, well, I was like, sweetie, we have a problem back here. And she's like, what? And I kind of mimicked to her what it was. And she kind of looked at me, bounced her eyebrows, lifted her butt up off the seat. And I was like, oh, you're kidding me. You got to be kidding me. And so I'm like, okay. Well, then next thing I know, we're pulling up to the gas dock. I'm like, okay. So we get up there, we fill up the boat, and her friend gets theirs done, and we take off. So we're trying to get away from them. And now we're scooting back across the lake, and it's maybe, I don't know, a mile and a half. And I was like, hey, veer off to the right. Let's take a detour. And so we start kind of veering away from the course, and, well, we were having our fun. And we realized her friend starts, like, motioning to us that she thinks we're going the wrong way. No, we're not. We're just trying to be alone. Get away from us. And we're, like, waving them away. And that was it. We, they had the actual motion of the ocean helping us out.
That sounds like a pretty good vacation.
Did you find that you had to put in less effort as a result of the choppy waters of Lake Chelan?
Pretty much, yeah. It was rather just kind of sat back and
had my hands behind my back, read a paper, and smoked a pipe.
You said you guys have been married for a long time. Have you ever gone back for a weekend to Lake Chelan?
We have.
And did you think about replicating this?
Times.
Did you think maybe we should get a Ski-Doo?
Well, we actually have a Ski-Doo, but we haven't tried it out yet. But
you bought one, didn't you?
And we went out there on our 10-year anniversary of being married, and Yeah, we were out on Lake Chelan, and we, yeah, but it was a little easier to achieve this time.
But how much does a Sea-Doo cost, by the way? I've always wondered that.
Oh, God, they're anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000, depending on the molly you get.
Damn, okay. I didn't realize they were that expensive. I had no idea.
Well, Sea-Doo, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the king of the sea, bro.
Sea-Doo.
Sea-Doo. More information on your Sleep Number mattresses.
Okay.
It says, Steve, you do set both sides of the bed to the same number when having sex. In fact, on the Sleep Number, the manufacturer has a button set to both sides, 100, for that exact purpose. So it seems they have heard people's complaints and said, all right, listen, set it to 100 on both sides, off you go. Someone else said the Sleep Number beds, they really do slide a lot on the base. So what they did, they put their mattress in a waterbed frame, and that works much better.
Oh, because
so they're back to having sexy time, right?
Okay,
I like that. I appreciate people chiming in on this because honestly,
it's knowledge.
I'm in the market for a new mattress. I mean, it's time to upgrade, man. So I will keep this in mind.
Get the kind that the back pulls up. You can put your feet up. It vibrates. Doesn't matter what the mattress is.
Well, it's just lay there and like
it's just the platform. You just turn the vibrator on. It goes, like this is great.
Here's my question. All right, so you can raise your feet and you can raise your back, right? I know that. Can you like raise the middle? You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
put a hump in the down. Middle. Yeah, you can't do that.
I'm just saying for the sex purposes, I'd rather
that
be
would
in the
make
middle.
Sense, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. Get on this. You're hearing what people want.
Yeah.
Purple's kicking everyone's ass now. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I got an interesting story. I got laid in prison.
In prison?
By choice? Just all the stories you hear, you know.
I was in the shower.
So, it was a while back. It was like 2012. And there was a CO, and, you know, me and her were kind of flirting. And, you know, it's all bars and whatnot. This is in WSR up in Monroe, and there's a utility closet, and, you know, we go down there and help them, you know, get supplies. So, I don't know. We got friendly, and one thing led to another, and we ended up doing the deed, and it was pretty awesome.
Was it one time only?
Well, no, technically, yeah. I mean, it depends on what you consider sex, but,
right,
you know.
You went as far as you could any other time.
Let me ask you this. How long had it been since you had sex before that?
At that point, it was like 7 years.
I was going to say, so how quick was that trip?
Probably 45 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was nothing. I tell you what, it felt like a whippet. I walked out of there on a cloud. I was like, oh, man.
What's
I haven't had endorphins fire in 7 years.
I don't know. I don't know. Wait, was she an attractive person?
Yeah, she looked good. Her teeth were kind of messed up, but she was thick.
She had jack teeth, but I didn't care. How long did you end up staying in there?
I did about 11 and a half years. I actually called you guys years ago when I was at a different joint about the question of the day, and I ended up having to go lock down, and the phone hung up. Pretty funny.
Oh, damn, man.
Jesus. Do people still listen to us up in Monroe?
Oh, all over, 100%. They're listening to this right now. They're like, oh, man, yeah.
They're looking for that closet.
So how long have you been out?
4 years.
Okay, now, from the time that you got out, what was the time frame from where you had sex again as a civilian?
Oh, man, I snuck off in work release and was with my now wife. So, I mean, I was doing it as soon as I could.
Okay,
man.
All right. I was just curious because that would seem to be the only thing that would be on my mind.
I would go straight to Aurora.
Getting a beer.
The Lowe's on the right. Mike, don't give me the look because of that. I don't care what you look like.
I think I go to a bar. I think I get a beer first and a shot, and then I figure out my plan.
Okay. I would get a beer and a shot and then go to Aurora because apparently the Lowe's, like, I mean, not only are they in front of the Lowe's, they are also in the Lowe's. Like, the last three times I've been to that Lowe's on Aurora, I'm like, they're always out front. And then you go in, I'm like, they're just sitting, you know, pacing around.
You can hire them to caulk your bathroom or put up drywall. No details needed. Where's the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place that you made the sexy time? You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Who sucks less? Coming up right after emails on our question. No details needed. Where's the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place that you made the sexy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Yeah, sorry, Miles. Before we get back to the phones, we have another mattress update. Now, we have established that Sleep Number, not necessarily the best for sex. Purple mattresses have ranked very high. We have a new one that has been thrown. Let's see. Someone here says they invested money with Amerisleep. They say it's a step above Purple. I got the vibrating base, which inclines the head, which they point out is great for those with acid reflux, and the foot of the bed. I've not had a bad night's sleep, but how's the sex? That's what we're getting at here.
I think getting rid of the acid reflux is equally important.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but if you want to have sex, now I want to eat Tums. Come on. Hello, Vance. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, mi bitches.
Hola.
Well, all right. So this is a mighty long time ago. I think I'm about thrill's age. You know, I'll be 54 here.
No. I'm
Saturday.
52.
You are his age.
All right. So I'm about 1.9 years old. Anyway, so this dates back to the first gal I ever cohabitated with. Smoking hot. I was probably 21, 22. And anyway, she liked to do it anywhere and everywhere. So much to where we had a blanket in each car everywhere we went. Because it just happened, we'd have to just do this. Well, we went out to, have you ever heard of Semiahmoo Resort?
Yes,
yeah. Up by the Canadian border. It's beautiful.
It really is.
Yeah, so we lived in North Whatcom County, so that would just be, you know, one place if you didn't have nothing to do, just bomb out there. And anyway, so we went out, we were having cocktails at the Packers Oyster Bar. It was really cool. It was like on pilings, you know, like hanging out over the water, glass, and then like a piano, grand piano pit sunk, some dude playing jazz. It was really classy, and she's getting all boogered up. Starting to be loud and be stupid, and I'm like, God, let's go for a walk to get some air. So we go outside, we're walking around the outside of the resort, and all of a sudden we look, and there's about a 95-foot whale-watching boat called the Star of Semiahmoo moored up right there. And we look, and the gate is about not even waist high. It's like, hey, you know, you realize with that canopy top and it being August and a full moon and very nice at midnight, we could, yeah, right. So we didn't have to go through that much conversation with her. We were on that thing and up the ladder and up on the bimini, whatever they call that, you know, the canvas sun top for the upper deck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I got to be delicate. We're going for it, and there's a giant dining hall on that side. Okay, so it goes big giant building, resort, little strip of lawn, boat floating in water, and we could see people in there, but it was dark outside and all the lights were on because they were closed and all the cleaning people were in there vacuuming and stripping the linens off the tables and whatnot, right?
All right.
And so they're not paying attention, they can't see us, so she's, can I say she's on top?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, right. Yeah. So I'm just looking at the stars, and I'm like, okay, they're not, they can't see us. This is great. We're going at it. And Whiskey Deed, can you say that?
Yes.
So we're going in.
Do you normally do things and then ask about it later? Can I rob this bank?
Right, quite a bit. Yeah. Okay, fast forward. Sorry. Yeah. So skip ahead. I glance over to the left, and there's 15 faces pressed up against the glass. We're giving a freaking marathon show.
You're not giving the show. She's giving the show.
They're not looking at you.
They're not looking at you. Trust me.
They can't see us.
Yeah.
It's dark out here.
Right.
But, you know, it was all starry skied and full moon. It was bright out for the middle of the night.
Oh, it's a hell of a hell of a testimony for Semiamu Resort.
It is.
Come spend the weekend. Play some golf. Have some sex. Play tennis.
On the canopies of our boats.
It is a beautiful place. No details needed. Where is the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place that you made the sexy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Another quick comment. It says, I was in the Monroe Minimum Security Camp, and we listened to you guys every single day when we were out working in the community. That's how I found out about your show.
Shout out to Monroe.
Mike, let's organize it. Why don't we do a live show from the Monroe Minimum Security Prison?
All right.
I mean, they're already fans. Why the hell not, man? Yeah. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I used to date this girl back in high when I was in the Army Reserve. She was also in the same unit as mine. And we did it in a few different weird places. We did it in a hotel when we were on orders, like down out in different states. But I think the weirdest spot that we did it, there was this master sergeant, and she was going out of town for like a week and needed someone to like house sit for her dog. And I was invited over and stayed the night, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's just taking advantage of a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? When that happens, man, you got to jump on those. It's always great to sit, so to speak.
Oh, sure.
If you've never done it before. Because typically, the house that you sit is always going to be nicer than the place that you currently live in.
Because that's the only people you would be willing to ask to watch your house.
You don't go to Mercer Island and go, hey, man, any of you families interested in watching my place in Fremont?
Right.
Hell no.
No, I'm not staying there.
I'm not staying in that slum hole.
I'll go by and check on your pet, right. But they don't want
to
stay
there. So
it's
always someone who has less of a living circumstance that is willing to take this responsibility.
Well, it's what you got to play. And I always, my one rule, and because Ted would watch my place all the time, I'm like, bro, just don't have sex in my bed. That's all. You can have sex in my room. You can do it on the floor. You can do it on the sofa.
You let him kill your fish.
You can do it. You can kill my fish. You can have sex in the guest room. Just don't have sex on my bed. And he was like, cool.
Yeah, that would be the only thing I'd be afraid of with Ted, is if I had an aquarium. Because he would bust the aquarium. He would kill the fish.
Something
would just happen.
His buddy left for a week, all right? And he lived down the hall from Ted at the time. And all Ted had to do was water his plant.
His plant.
That's plant. This is not a dog. It's not a cat. It is not fish. It's not a bird. It's not a reptile. It's a plant. The guy gets back from wherever he had gone for the week. He killed the plant because he overwatered
it. He watered it twice a day. And then he destroyed the hardwood floor underneath it because all the water seeped through. So the guy had to get brand new hardwood floors put through his entire place because he has Ted to come over and water his plant.
Instead of spending $40 on a new plant, he had to spend thousands to replace his floor.
To get our flooring put in.
I watered it twice a day.
He's like, I never watered a plant before.
Like, they don't need that much.
You should have told him that before he asked you to do it.
Well, you know, Ted, he's like, how hard can it be?
Right.
But not that hard. This comment came in and says, I was 17. The girl next door and I, we went to the zoo. Finally got to do the deed at the Woodland Park Zoo up against the window to the orangutans. And as he says, they went bananas.
I bet they did.
Yeah, they sure, man.
They know exactly what the hell's going on.
If you had sex at the zoo and then you got to pay, you're not going in the enclosure, but which animal would you feel the least creeped out by watching? I couldn't do primates, man, because the primate, I think any animal knows what you're doing.
I go in the butterfly tent.
I think you get distracted.
Nah.
I do.
I think it's,
man, you're having
crazy
sex and these things are fluttering by.
Could you imagine doing that on hallucinogens, going in the butterfly tent and having sex?
Whoa. I would lose my mind.
Whoa. This is crazy. As long as there's no moths, I don't care.
Yeah, that's too much, man.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I think I would do the penguins. I just don't think they'd care. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you
lions.
Yeah, but you'd keep watching them.
Yeah, you're right. I get distracted.
You can't take your eye off the penguin.
What about, like, giraffes? Right? Giraffes, they don't care.
They're not intimidated.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't do lions or tigers. Primates are out.
Butterfly cage.
What about the reptile house? Because they're all locked away, man. Yeah. They're not doing anything.
But it's too humid in there is the problem.
It's going to get humid one way or another, player. I mean, yeah. I'm adding some moisture.
Can't take that much.
What animal do you pick, then? Woodland Park Zoo says, have sex at the zoo night.
I'm up against the Gorilla Glass.
Really?
I don't give a damn, man.
That gorilla's going to punch that glass. Rip
he can go ahead and take a few shots. I'm just going to stare him dead in the eye.
No details needed. Where's the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place that you made sexy time? Solo included. 206-421-ROCK.
I'm going to put that on my bucket list now, though. To stare a gorilla in the eye while I'm having sex. Hello, Marianne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Well, I have three. The first one, this is like about a million years ago, because I'm up there in age, but I was studying, well, having an anatomy and physiology final. So had to go to the lab to do some studying, and was there, another friend was there, and we were kind of going around, you know, looking at the sheep eyeball and, you know, these different parts and stuff. And it's like, let's get looking at other parts. So we went right there in the lab.
Had you ever hooked up with them before?
So, you know, you got to study for anatomy and physiology the best way you know.
How did you do on your anatomy test? Like, oh, I have some new knowledge.
Well, and then I have a second one, the back nine of a golf course. That was fun. Yeah, just watch out for, you know, like flying balls and stuff. I mean,
yeah, right, golf balls. Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right on either side.
They don't come off.
Right.
Hopefully. And you know what? And you can't lose one that way either.
So you did this in the middle of the day? Most people that have...
You don't want to get it lost in the rough, you know?
What golf course?
Oh, gosh. It was up by Bellingham area. There's something about that. We'll walk him out, you know, because that's where the anatomy lab was. And the last one was going over to Eastern Washington with my good friend. And we were driving along, you know, and there's rolling wheat fields and stuff and started getting kind of frisky. So I'll pull over and, you know, at the bottom of this hill. And, you know, going. And next thing you know, there's this big old combine right there. And it was like, oh, my God, we were scared we were going to get run over. And the guy was like, just, oh, okay. I mean, he was wanting us to keep going.
I bet he was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so you're having sex and a combine's coming at you?
Yeah, I mean, those suckers are big.
I know they're big. It's like a house coming your way.
Right.
Like, surely.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know.
Well, do you still have an adventurous sex life?
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
And does wheat still get you in the mood?
Hey, man. Yeah. You know, age is nothing but a number.
No, it's a fact. What did you end up doing for a living after all that studying?
Oh, God. I'm a teacher in high school.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes sense.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I could not be a teacher in high school.
No.
Actually, I could do high school. Middle school is the one I would not do.
I think I could do elementary school.
What grade, though? Because just, you know, in my experience now, there seems to be a definitive difference between, say, the first graders and about fifth graders. Because their work's getting a little more serious.
Third grade, second grade, somewhere in there.
I would take second.
I'm taking something where the things that need to be taught are not above my pay grade.
No, that's precisely it.
I just remember trying to do my kids' like fifth grade homework and going, I'm not sure.
Well, I got into trouble. Yeah, my son started bringing home the third grade math homework, and I'm like, oh, we're beginning to go down that slippery slope of I don't know.
Exactly. It's like, oh, boy. No details needed. Where's the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place that you made the sexy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Chad. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Okay, so this was with an ex-girlfriend, probably had to be 2012, 2013, doing date night in Seattle, and we want to go get after it on the Great Wheel. So we get on the Great Wheel, didn't realize all your little gondola baskets, whatever, all see-through when you get to the top half, you can see through them all.
Yeah.
So we have to wait till we're going on the downside, so that way you can't see through all the stuff. Backs towards Seattle, facing the water. She's getting me going with an OTP today, and then as soon as we get to the sides where you can't see through all the other people's little carts, it was a short round, but unfortunately no finish. But that had to be mine.
But you were, mm-hmm. you said you were unaware that all those things were see-through?
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, we don't live in Seattle. I had no idea.
Sure.
I thought
okay.
it was just one side was glass. As soon as you get in, they start loading them. You go real slow as they load the people.
Well, did you get your picture taken at the end all smiley?
I mean, I was smiling.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one you yeah. buy. Like, I'm going to buy that picture.
Oh, well, absolutely buy that picture.
I'm going to buy
yeah.
these pictures. I'm going to buy one of these
pictures. Why is he so sweaty in the picture? Mm-hmm. No reason.
It's hot.
Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
So, my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, we were floating the Deschutes down here in Tumwater, and we had this blow-up Coleman raft, and it was only like 5 feet long, and it was about 2 feet wide, and we had just turned 21, so we were drinking all the time, and we were like, oh, okay, let's go drink down the river. And so, lo and behold, things started getting a little frisky. And we're trying to make it work on this raft, obviously, in the position, the only positions that you can really make work on something that small.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up, and there's this golfer who's grabbing his ball. And he's just staring at us as we're going. And we keep going past him, and he just keeps his eyes straight on us.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah.
You got to concentrate yeah. when you play golf, man.
I know.
That's crazy. So, but did you did you keep going?
No, it was like mid-September. It was way too cold. We weren't able to.
Okay.
That's part of the bummer of that one.
Yeah.
On a raft. I mean, if it's a life raft, maybe, like, look, we might die. Let's get this done.
Right, exactly.
Then, all for it. But I can't imagine trying to keep my balance on a raft. Well, you know, and I keep saying that, but the truth is, if you said, let's have sex, I'd be like, yep, I sure will.
Absolutely.
Here's one. It says, me and my girlfriend, we hooked up in the food court bathroom at the mall on Christmas Eve. We got caught by the custodial staff. We were escorted out of the mall by security, holding our clothes in our arms and nothing but our underwear.
Oh, God. By the way, that would have been the Tumwater Valley Golf Club that they were.
So it goes right through there.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering what you were clicking on.
I just wanted to see where that is.
Let's see. Someone else here says, sexy time on the hood of my Jeep in a hayfield while they baled the hay around us. Pretty sure they saw us. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but again, normally there's not a Jeep in a hayfield.
That's part of it. And if there is, there's typically not people on top of it. Hello, Jocelyn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola. Doing great, Jocelyn.
So I just heard this on the radio, and I rushed home from Lakewood Walmart to Tacoma because I didn't have my phone with me. And I wanted to get in on this story because about a week ago, we were camping up at Mineral Lake with my boyfriend's family. And we took off for a drive or whatever, but we passed out in the car. So we ended up getting back to the campsite super early and went driving down the road through the little town. And in my teeny tiny little Scion XA, I don't know if you guys know the car, I climb on top of my boyfriend while he's driving down the road, and we just go at it right there. And he is still driving the whole time.
How fast was he driving?
I don't know, probably like 30 or something.
Okay.
He tried to keep with the speed limit, you know.
How old are you?
I am 29.
Okay, all right, you're in the window. I was just going to say, for some reason in life, and I don't want you to get your hopes down, but it seems like sex in the car goes away.
It does.
I'm kind of getting there. He's a little bit younger than I am, but I'm already kind of getting to that age where I'm like, this really isn't worth the trouble.
No.
I mean, it's worth the trouble, but, you know, part of it is just you get older and your joints hurt, right? So, like, trying to contort to fit the car, you're like, I hate to complain, but my knee hurts.
Right.
You know?
I can't fit in here.
That, and once you've pushed out a couple kids or had them cut out, I should say, I mean, your body hurts everywhere. And it's hard to spread your legs without peeing.
I did not know that.
Okay.
Yeah, or sneezing.
So you've had two kids so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how old are they?
And they were both C-sections, but one of them's 11, and the other one is going to be 2 on 7/11.
If you don't mind me asking, what was the situation where you needed to get a C-section?
With the first one, my son had muscle dysplasia, so he's in a wheelchair still.
Okay.
But with my daughter, my water broke and everything, and they gave me the little, like, the thing that they inflate in your cervix and everything else, but it never happened.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, at least.
And now you pee when you sneeze.
Right.
Because I see those ads
that's
on
for
TV
all women.
All the time. Oh, no, trust me, man. I see the ads all the time, and I'm like, because I'd ask my wife, who are they targeting, right? And my wife was like, everybody.
Yeah, that's why if you see a woman laugh really hard or sneeze or whatever, we cross our legs and kind of turn our body a little bit. You'll notice that every time
that
we just turn a little bit.
Well, I do have friends that literally, they will laugh, and they just straight up tell me, I just peed a little. And so, but it's just, you know, because guys are open about certain things. Like, if I walk into work, right, and if I see VD, one of our first conversations, 80% of the time, is about the poop you took that morning.
Right.
Like, dude, I want, and like, guys just jump in there, and none of us care. And for the most part, I don't hear ladies talking so much about the problem. But when it comes to peeing themselves, like, I just peed myself. Like, why are you telling me this, man?
I was proud of everybody that came in this morning, and I farted at 3:20, 3:30, and woke me up. It smelled so bad.
It was one of the first
conversations. Like, it was just like, I was like, I am up. Like, I am up.
And it's one of the first conversations. We're like, hey, man, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, dude. About 3:30 this morning.
Farted,
like,
man.
Really? By the way, one quick update.
Dead sleep.
Back to having sex at the zoo.
Yes.
All right, and we said, which animals, enclosure would you pick if they're going to watch or whatever the case? I said the penguins. So what are they going to do? Well, someone chimes in and says, look, I used to work in the penguins exhibit. They're worse than dogs. Many times I have to shake them off my leg. They're horny little birds. Definitely do not do anything in front of them.
Damn.
I would not have known that.
I did not know that.
I'd end up covered in like 12 penguins trying to have sex with me.
Coming out, the return of Who Sucks Less and your emails on our question. No details needed. Where is the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place that you made sexy time? You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.